tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome and marhaba to another episode of the series Dimensions of Islamic Life from Durban, South Africa. And I hope wherever you are, in whichever part of the world you are watching from, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep you in the best of health and iman. Ameen. Bijahin nabiyil ameen. Inshallah, today we are going to discuss a burning issue traversing through the cyber world. Yes, the online world, which we all tend to engage. And inshallah, there are some Islamic guidelines with regards to this. But before that, let's first and foremost recite Salat al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that the one closest to me on the day of judgment will be that individual who would have recited the most durood upon me. So without further ado, let's recite together. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Dear viewers, the online world, whether it is your browsers, things you are browsing, or whether you are streaming content, or it is that you are downloading certain apps and softwares on your smart devices and computers, or anything with relation to the online activities, the screen time, you know, the listening time. Sometimes you are consuming content via reading something or watching something or listening to something, right? These are some of the ways in which we tend to use the online services, and we interact with the cyber world. We permanently have a device with us that is our phone or our tablet or a computer, depending on what you use the most. And these things have become part of our lives now. Even the smart watches are very common nowadays. The distraction is ever so present in our life. And the devices which we thought that it would help us connect with our friends, with our relatives, with our loved ones, because the smart devices had been introduced on the premise of connecting the people. Yes. So the term connecting the people, it does nowadays, it's doing everything but connecting the people. It is now separating families, causing disturbance in the relationships between husband and wife, the parents and the children. There is a huge disconnect. It is causing separation in the family bond because of the overindulgence of people in these smart services or online services and the smart devices, with the host of new challenges which parents feel nowadays. Parenting has become more nuanced and needs a thoughtful approach. What's happening with our children? I mean, we have been introduced to these technologies, the online world, maybe within the past decade, or maybe perhaps 2 decades at most, since the dot-com bubble came about in the year 2008. And ever since, we have been indulging ourselves in online activities and technologies and so on. But now, with our children, with the modern generation, they have opened their eyes and they have seen and they have gotten the first-hand experience with these devices. When we were little, we didn't have any interaction with online devices and the smart devices as such. And we had a beautiful childhood. We played in the sand. We went outside. We did physical activities, our motor skills, interactions with society, with friends and people were more concrete, and it was on a one-to-one basis. But nowadays, through the use of technology, parents sometimes in the rush to do their work or to be left alone, they give their children's smart devices and they think, okay, they are keeping themselves busy. And there's some parental guidance as well, certain softwares that are installed where the children don't get the hang of the obscene contents that are available on the internet. But together with that, not all parents, they take the precaution of going to these extra lengths. Generally, the devices are given to the children, children as little as 2, 3, 4 years old. Yes, those children who do not even have the social skills, have not yet learned the difference between right and wrong, they are given these devices and they are exposed to all sorts of things. Even the ads that are shown on the devices, they are of adult nature. And before we get to do the damage control, the damage is already done and we haven't taken precautions. The premise of the cyber world was to connect with each other. The world is a global village nowadays because of the interconnectivity via World Wide Web. And now look at what happened. Instead of connecting with others using these smart services and the smart devices, internet and so on, we are being more and more disconnected from our loved ones, from our relatives. There used to be a time when you would perhaps live thousands of miles away from your loved ones, and it was hard to make contact with them. And you would write letters, and perhaps you would make a phone call, right? And you had a limited interaction with them, and that you made sure that you made it count. Whatever limited interactions you had with your loved ones, the connectivity that you had, the sort of connectivity, you made sure you made it count. But nowadays, all these connections are at our fingertips. But how often do we really connect to our loved ones using these platforms, using these services, using these devices? Our relationships now stronger than before or weaker than before? This is for us to think. And each one for themselves, you know, each one of us, we tend to use these services, these technologies at a different level. Perhaps you are one of the moderate individuals who use these technologies to your own good and you don't misuse it and you don't let it overpower your life, overtake your life. So alhamdulillah, it's good. If you're using it for the right purposes, for the proper purposes, then that's good. And if we are overindulging in it, if we are using these smart devices, using these social media circles and apps and websites and all the other softwares and so on for the wrongful purposes, then that is misuse of the technology. And if you are one of the moderate users who know your Islamic boundaries, who utilize these things for your own betterment, then alhamdulillah, it's all good. But if you find yourselves that these devices, they are proving to be a sort of nuisance in your life, then it is time to take action. It is time to cut down your screen time. There are settings and measures that you can take that are available on your devices, such as digital well-being. It will track your usage, how much screen time you have per day. Because if you were to count and take an account of your interactivity with the devices, you wouldn't know because you're not keeping tab. But you can go into the settings and check in the digital well-being section as to how many hours a day have you been doing using these devices and how much of valuable time, how many hours upon hours. There are only 24 hours a day, 1/3 of your day, meaning 8 hours, or some of you work for maybe 10-hour shift or 12-hour shift. That is your work hours. That is separate. Then your leisure time, where you need to take rest, you need to sleep, that is 8 hours. So more than 2/3 of your day is already gone in work and leisure, in recovery. You only remain with perhaps 6 to 7 hours that is remaining. And in that remaining time, how are you supposed to utilize your time instead of giving that valuable time to your family, doing things together? you now indulge yourself in these social platforms and you keep on scrolling reels upon reels, right? Clips upon clips, mindlessly watching anything and everything that comes in front of your eyes. And these things are suggested to you. You don't have a control over what comes on your feed. You don't have a control over it. Somebody else is controlling it. Instead of going through proper channels and using the devices for the purposes that are lawful in Islam, we may at times find ourselves that we are visiting the websites that won't do us any good. It will just waste your time binge watching things, right? Watching dramas and films and streaming musics and so on and so forth. So these are not the purpose for which we as Muslims should be using these devices. But our purpose should be to rather take advantage of the platform. Yes, these technical platforms, they provide us with, alhamdulillah, beautiful opportunities. At the same time, if you want to use it for the good purposes, they provide us with valuable information. Yes, there are websites where you can download Islamic books. Allahu Akbar, previously, if you had to purchase these books, it would cost a lot. It will make a dent on your wallet. But now, many of these books, e-books, have been made free to download. But we are not making use of it. Subhanallah, if you were to only visit the website of Dawat Islami, www.dawatislami.net, you would see, subhanallah, thousands of books and articles, Allahu Akbar, along with audiobooks and videos on various different Islamic topics on madanichannel.tv. And together with that, there is a separate website, Al-Quran Al-Kareem, that is dedicated to the Quran recitation, subhanallah, the digital format of it, the translation of the Quran, subhanallah, the beautiful translation of Kanzul Iman in both the language, in Urdu and English. Together with that, the translation of Kanzul Irfan, subhanallah, both in Urdu and English. And together with that, the commentary of the Holy Quran, subhanallah, that is Siratul Jinan, that is also available online. And if you find it cumbersome using the website, it is available in the apps form. You can download the Quran app, Dawat Islami Quran app, and you can browse through different sections, subhanallah, verse by verse, surah by surah, and get to learn the inner and the finer meanings of the beautiful speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is the Holy Quran, subhanallah. And this is just scratching the tip of the iceberg. There is so much more, subhanallah. There are so many other apps that will help you keep up your spiritual life, Islamically motivated, subhanallah, and it will keep you encouraged to follow our Islam, inshallah, azza wa jal. We shouldn't let go of these beautiful opportunities and these platforms that are built for our own betterment. Look at, for example, the Play Store, the Apple App Store, and even for Windows, there are applications, there are softwares built for our own betterment. For example, the Prayer Times app, the Salah Times app. Subhanallah, within one app, you get so many services, Islamic services. You keep up to date with your Islamic activities. Due to these beautiful services within the Salah Times app, that will keep you up to date with your current demographics and Salah timing for your locality. Subhanallah, no matter which time zone you live in, it has even the smart system of allowing your GPS to track down your location, and it will give you your Salah timing based on your current location. Subhanallah, no matter, even if you are traveling overseas, you have this app, there is no need to ask 100 people, what is the Salah time, what is the Zuhr time in this locality. Subhanallah, you will be instantly at your fingertips. You will know the Salah timing for a certain Salah. Subhanallah. And together with that, it has the notification system, beautiful notification system, where it will notify you when a certain Salah time begins, subhanallah. Together with that, there is Islamic calendar. There is a Qibla compass that will show you the Qibla direction if you lay it flat on the ground, and it will help you find your Qibla direction, subhanallah. I don't remember how many times I've used it personally because when you are traveling, you don't know which way is east, which way is west, north and south. And therefore, you cannot determine the Qibla direction. And if you have these devices on hand, this is something you always have with you. So rather use it to your own advantage, inshallah, azza wa jal. So Qibla finder is there. At the same time, Islamic calendar is there. It will keep you up to date of what is the Islamic date today. We very well, we know that today is this last day of November. But when it comes to Islamic date, we fail there. Because we don't keep tab, we don't keep tab over our Islamic days, the Hijri calendar. Whereas we are Muslims. How do we determine the start of fasting, start of Ramadan? It is through our Islamic calendar. How we determine when it's Eid? It is through our Islamic calendar. How do we determine when it's time for Hajj? It is through the Islamic calendar, the Hijri calendar. So it keeps you up to date with all of these services, subhanAllah. And together with that, there is recommendation section as you scroll through the app. Depending on the time of the year, certain books are suggested to you. Like for example, if it's Hajj time, you will see books that are suggested there that download to know about the Hajj rites and the subhanAllah rules and regulations of performing Hajj and the motivation for it. When there's a time of fasting, subhanAllah, blessings of Ramadan is it comes in your recommended tab. Likewise, so many other benefits can be obtained just by using one app, subhanAllah. This is one super app. And like that, there are many other services, many other apps, softwares online that can help us boost our spiritual level in our Iman and Islam, subhanAllah. For example, there is an audiobook app that you can download, read and listen to the Islamic books. Yes, sometimes we may not have the time to sit and read. Perhaps you are busy. When you are traveling, you are just focused on the road and there's nothing to do. So, and even at that time, instead of playing something else on the radio system, the infotainment system that you have, plug in your phone, connect your Bluetooth and let the audiobooks play, inshallah, azza wa jal. So while you are doing your daily chores, perhaps you are an Islamic sister busy in the kitchen and you can have an audiobook playing at the same time. So you are at the same time learning something while you are doing your household chores. Just an example, subhanAllah. Likewise, we can use these services and these apps and softwares, these platforms that Dawat Islami has provided for us, subhanAllah. And there are so many more apps and softwares, Al-Madina Library, subhanAllah, that has all the beautiful books that are published by your Dawat Islami, subhanAllah, all in one app. And you can even fine-tune and find a certain content that you have been searching for through all these books, subhanAllah. On your desktop, you can download it. There is the Islamic app of Bahar-e Shariat, subhanAllah, that is also available online. If you find yourselves confused about certain matters related to Sharia, you can download that app and look up your specific mas'ala, specific Islamic query that you want to know. And inshallah, in this way, you can get to learn the Islamic laws pertaining to your current situation. And if you don't find your answer, then there is Darul Ifta also available, online service of Darul Ifta Ahli Sunnat, subhanAllah. There you can ask your questions online. Even the istikhara, if you have some spiritual problems, you can log in your complaints and inshallah, azza wa jal, one of the volunteers and the madanis and the muballighin of Dawat Islam will be in touch with you, inshallah, azza wa jal, removing your spiritual problem. If you want online istikhara done, there's a service for that as well, subhanAllah. There is so much that you stand to gain if you use the online world the right way. It is similar to using the cassette players that used to exist back in the days when there was no visuals and no way of seeing pictures on the screen. It used to be just audio, radio and cassette players. And we knew even at that time that this can fulfill two purposes. If you play the musics and the dramas on it, it is sinful. But at the same time, use the same tool to do the right thing, inshallah, azza wa jal, to listen to the bayanat of the muballighin of Islam, subhanAllah. That would be a virtuous thing to do. Even on those devices, Allahu Akbar, our phone is such a tool that instead of using it the wrong way, we need to learn to use it the right way, inshallah azza wa jal. For now, we have a wonderful kalam. Listen, inshallah azza wa jal, listen to the kalam, and we'll be back shortly. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ya Rasulallah, karam kijiye. Ya Habiballah, karam kijiye. Teri jab ke deed hogi, jab meri eid hogi, mere khwab mein tum aana, madani madine wale,
madine wale,
mere tum khwab mein aao, mere ghar roshni hogi. قسمت جزا جاؤ عنایت یہ بڑی ہوگی
مدینے مجھ کو آنا ہے غم فرقت مٹانا ہے مدینے مجھ کو آنا ہے غم فرقت مٹانا
قسمت جزا جاؤ عنایت یہ بڑی ہوگی
بنا لو اپنا دیوانا بنا لو اپنا مستانا بنا لو اپنا دیوانا بنا خزانے میں تمہارے کیا کمی پیارے نبی ہوگی خزانے میں تمہارے کیا کمی پیارے نبی ہوگی
میرے تم خواب میں آؤ میرے گھر روشنی قسمت جزا جاؤ عنایت یہ بڑی ہوگی
ہمیں دوری رولاتا ہے مدینہ یاد آتا ہے تسلی رکھ اے دیوانے تیری بھی حاضری ہوگی تسلی رکھ اے دیوانے تیری بھی حاضری ہوگی
میرے تم خواب میں آؤ میرے گھر روشنی قسمت جزا جاؤ عنایت یہ بڑی ہوگی
ہمیں بھی اذن مل جائے شاہ قدموں میں آنے کا ہمیں بھی اذن مل جائے شاہ قدموں میں آنے کا تمہاری حاضری ہوگی نہ جانے کب مدینے میں ہماری حاضری ہوگی
میرے تم خواب میں آؤ میرے گھر روشنی ہوگی میری قسمت جزا جاؤ عنایت یہ بڑی ہوگی
تڑپ کر غم کے مارو تم پکارو یا رسول اللہ
تڑپ کر غم کے مارو تم پکارو یا رسول اللہ
تمہاری ہر مصیبت دیکھنا دم دیکھنا دم میں ٹلی ہوگی
میرے تم خواب میں آؤ میرے گھر روشنی ہوگی میری قسمت جزا جاؤ عنایت یہ بڑی ہوگی
اگر وہ چاند سے چہرے کو چمکاتے ہوئے آئے
اگر وہ چاند سے چہرے کو چمکاتے ہوئے آئے
غموں کی شام بھی صبح ہے بہارا بن گئی ہوگی غموں کی شام بھی صبح ہے بہارا بن گئی ہوگی
میرے تم خواب میں آؤ میرے گھر روشنی ہوگی میری قسمت جزا جاؤ عنایت یہ بڑی ہوگی
مجھے جلوہ دکھا دینا مجھے کلمہ پڑھا دینا
مجھے جلوہ دکھا دینا مجھے کلمہ پڑھا دینا
اجل جس وقت سر پر گیا نبی میرے کھڑی ہوگی اجل جس وقت سر پر گیا نبی میرے کھڑی ہوگی
میرے تم خواب میں آؤ میرے گھر روشنی ہوگی میری قسمت جزا جاؤ عنایت یہ بڑی ہوگی
میرے مرقد میں جب عطار وہ تشریف لائیں گے
میرے مرقد میں جب عطار وہ تشریف لائیں گے
لبوں پر نعت شاہ انبیاء اس دم سجی ہوگی لبوں پر نعت شاہ انبیاء اس دم سجی ہوگی
میرے تم خواب میں آؤ میرے گھر روشنی ہوگی میری قسمت جزا جاؤ عنایت یہ رسول اللہ کرم کیجئے یا حبیب اللہ کرم کیجئے یا رسول اللہ کرم کیجئے یا حبیب اللہ کرم کیجئے کرم کیجئے
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ وصحبہ اجمعین وسلم. ویلکم بیک ٹو یور ویوز. سبحان اللہ, ویو آر واچنگ اینڈ لسننگ ٹو دس بیوٹیفل کلام. اینڈ ناؤ کمنگ بیک ٹو آور ٹاپک آف ڈسکشن, اینڈ دیٹ از ٹراورسنگ تھرو دی سائبر ورلڈ. یس, اینڈ دس از اے ڈینجرس اسپیس ایٹ ٹائمز بیکاز یو ڈونٹ نو وچ hackers and those who exploit these online systems and technical services, they are lurking and they can get hold of your personal information, and sometimes they come and they maliciously inject viruses into your system and they steal your personal information. Sometimes your bank balance is wiped out, and at times it can prove fatal to you and your loved ones, because then they have all the information about you. Today it is all about information and stealing your data, your personal information, selling it to other companies. These things are very much happening right under our nose. But since we don't have the technical expertise to read the codes behind the graphical user interface, that pretty screen that we see, we don't know, and we are living in oblivion that no, everything is fine. But it's not. Everything is fine until it is not. Yes, and this is when we get to realize when the scammers, they scam us in a very major way and get hold of our lives in some cases. Cyberbullying, you know, these things are very much real, and these crimes are happening on a daily basis, and they are ever so increasing. You have your social media apps accounts being hacked, and at times people are threatening you. There have been reports that when they get hold of all your personal information, then be wary and be careful what you share online and with whom, because not everybody has your best interest at their heart. The same people who may have the name of your friend on their profile, but it may be an imposter, somebody else. There are people who get hold of your accounts and start troubling your loved ones. So because of you, your negligence, others have to face the consequences because you couldn't keep it in check. So these things, these are tools, and every tool comes with responsibilities. Be careful before you click on a link. The websites, they will make it appear like it is the genuine websites. But if you check the link, it is some other link, some funny link. So when you are opening a link, just check the link in your, you know, in your tab where you punch in the URL, whether it has the security protocols, whether it has that lock, the padlock that you see at the beginning of every URL, whether it is secure to enter your sensitive data such as your username, your password, and so on, the login credentials. Sometimes you are entering your ID, sometimes you are entering your bank account, your passwords. All these are sensitive things that if somebody, a wrong person, gets hold of it, then you are doomed. Everything will be wiped out and you wouldn't know what happened. For example, visiting a link that is not secure. Sometimes the browsers have this feature. They will warn you that this website is not secure, and they will give you an option to go ahead, proceed, or rather go back. Sometimes you don't get that warning because the malicious softwares, they get hold of your device and they start controlling you. So these things are very much real. So we need to exercise caution. This is a tool, and every tool, if you do not know how to use a drill machine, you wouldn't give a drill machine in the hand of a child, right? So why would you take this device? Because it looks pretty and you know that it has its consequences, but you still give it in the hands of your children. You still give it in the hands of your loved ones and not monitor it. If you give them, then be responsible and monitor it from time to time. Check your devices if it has any malware, any viruses, and try to clean it up. What apps your children are installing. You know, not every app is useful. Not every app is good. There are third-party apps that the you know, the programs and the softwares that the company will stop you from downloading and installing. You have to give separate permissions. There's a reason for all those security checks. Why? Because now you are giving permission to all these third-party apps and services and softwares and so on to be installed on your device sometime in order to save a few bucks. It doesn't really help. It costs you in the long run. These are the things we need to be wary of. We need to be a little bit tech-savvy if we want to use these devices and take precautions. The moment you feel something is suspicious, somebody is asking you for your PIN, they're sending you a message, they are harassing you, you need to report it fast and forward. Go to your local police station, lodge a report before the damage gets too far. And at times people are harassing you, people are threatening you to share all your personal information over social media and so on. Sometimes they are asking you for your PINs, for your ATM PINs and so on. They are impersonating the bank agent who is calling you to check on your account. There has been some transactions and we want to know whether to go ahead with it. And then they ask you to verify, you need to share your PIN number and so on, your login details with us. Once you give it, you will never smell any money in your account. These things are very much real and it happens no matter whether you live in Pakistan, in Sri Lanka, in Dubai, in South Africa, in the UK, in the US, whichever country, whichever part of the world you live in. It is happening everywhere and people are out there to get you. So yes, this is a world all on its own. And we need to build some walls, some guards around us. You know, take care of the security features that are given on your devices and only install those apps or visit those websites which are verified, where there is no malicious content. And inshallah, you will be safe in this dangerous world. Because you want your safety and the safety of your children, of your relatives, then these are the measures that we need to take today, inshallah. You know, everything looks flowery, everything looks rosy on social media until it isn't. So we need to really brace ourselves for those unforeseen circumstances and prepare ourselves for anything that may be lurking out there and equip ourselves with important information. You know, sometimes the safety guidance is given by the phone's manufacturers. We sometimes don't read the user manuals. Sometimes you don't read the agreement policies. There are important points in there. So these are the things which we need to be wary of. Sometimes you may give an app, you know, you are downloading some app and you don't know what sort of component that app is going to be using, whether that app is going to be using your microphone, your camera, your GPS location, and you're just giving all the, you know, permissions. Yes, yes, allow all. And then the next thing you know, that they have every information about yourself. The places you visit, the people you visit, the shops you visit, how much you spend where, what do you say, what, you know, what do you see with your own eyes, because the camera is their eyes in this instance. And the damage can be devastating. So we need to prep ourselves for these kind of dangers that are out there, inshallah azza wa jal. And if we really want to download Islamic content, subhanAllah, that is the way to go about. Trusted sources, your apps, your softwares, your websites, whatever it may be, it must come from trusted sources, that the sources you know and you know it to be genuine, you know it to be true. And mashallah, if you want to advance in your Islamic knowledge, in your spirituality, then Dawat Islami has you covered, subhanAllah. You don't need to go and dig through so many different platforms that will bombard you with ads and so on. Here, everything is ad-free because it is not done to suck your money. But it is done with sincerity for your sake, because the aim of Dawat Islami, the objective of Dawat Islami is I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world, inshallah azza wa jal. With that in mind, they are tirelessly hard at work, the IT department of Dawat Islami, the social media department. And if you want to acquaint yourself with the online activities, then yes, These are the platform that we should be visiting, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. You know, you'll be amazed to know that there is all different sorts of apps to help you advance in your Islam, in your spirituality. There is Hajj and Umrah apps for those who need guidance on the rites of Hajj and Umrah, the do's and the don'ts, the laws pertaining to them, subhanAllah. There are apps for children. Yes, Kalima and Dua app, subhanAllah, through which your children can learn the Kalima, subhanAllah, and the articles of faith and the necessary du'as on for daily routine, subhanAllah. There is also Madani Qaida, the alphabets, by reading which it will enable your child to slowly transition into reading the Holy Quran fluently. And these are the apps and services that we must introduce to our children instead of them watching, you know, funny cartoons and cat videos and so on and so forth. If you really want to watch cartoons, then watch Islamic cartoons, subhanAllah. There is Kanis Fatima cartoons for girls, subhanAllah, as well. And Madani channel Kids is also there, specifically designed for kids, where your children are learning Islamic etiquettes. They are learning Islamic knowledge, Islamic content, subhanAllah. And together with that, there are many other services that your Dawat Islami has to offer, such as the Al-Quran app, which is available in English, the English translation of the Holy Quran. Together with that, the Maktaba online, subhanAllah, where you can order the physical books printed by Maktabatul Madina online, and you can order them online via these services. And if you are interested in reading daily hadith, subhanAllah, then yes, there is an app for that as well, Faizani Hadith, subhanAllah. And together with that, there is Islamic courses where various different courses are offered in your native language, whether you speak Arabic, Urdu, English, Hindi, Gujarati, whichever language you speak, inshallah, Dawat Islami is providing all these services, subhanAllah, right, for you, tailor-made for you. And whatever you are interested in, there are a host of different courses to select from, to choose from. Faizane Online Academy, subhanAllah. Together with that, you have your Jamiatul Madina Global app, where, subhanAllah, all the information regarding the Darul Uloom of Dawat Islami that are built around the world, Jamiatul Madina, both for boys and girls. And in South Africa, mashallah, you have three physical Darul Ulooms and Jamiat, subhanAllah. One in Durban, in the Bluff region, and two in the Gauteng region, subhanAllah. And through all of these services and these channels, subhanAllah, you equip yourself and your kids with Islamic knowledge. There is one Jamia in Lady Brand as well, and the female Jamia is online. And together with that, there is Dawat Islami Digital Services online. Ruhani Ilaj and Istikhara is also available. And the monthly magazine of Dawat Islami, Faizane Madina magazine of Dawat Islami, subhanAllah, beautiful magazine where articles are published on a monthly basis on various different topics according to the time of the year it is, inshallah, equipping us with necessary Islamic knowledge. Together with that, alhamdulillah, there are apps that will help you with burial and janaza, subhanAllah, Muslims funeral service, and the app through which you learn the basics of Islamic janaza and the burial and so on. It will help you throughout, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. And there are other beautiful apps. Islamic speeches is also there. Together with that, Siratul Jinan app. These are the apps that are available on your Play Store and iStore, whichever platform you're using, either Android or Apple. And it is available for all these devices, subhanAllah. Zehni Azmaish app, the quiz show, subhanAllah. It is hosted by our Rukne Shura Haji, Maulana Abdul Habib Attari, Hafizahullah, subhanAllah. That also you can, it's like a kind of a game which you play, Islamic game, where there is quiz questions asked, and if you give the right answer, then you move up another level, subhanAllah. So this is something very beautiful and beneficial for you and for your kids, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. For now, we have a clip and nasiha for us to listen to and learn something, sincerity in worship, and that is by our brother Hafiz Kaleem Madani Attari Hafizahullah. Let's inshallah azawajal go and listen to this nasiha and we'll be back after it. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the most humble in all of Allah ta'ala's creation. One example of this is found in the farewell pilgrimage, Hajjatul Wada. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. O Allah, make our Hajj an accepted one, free from ostentation, free from desire of fame. Who is saying this? The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who taught us the arkan of Hajj, who taught us about the rulings of Sharia, who taught us about Riyah, who taught us about seeking fame. And his heart was the most pure in all of creation. Yet he's making dua, Ya Allah, make this Hajj, Hajj Mabrur. Ya Allah, make it a Hajj free of ostentation, free of seeking fame. In reality, everyone's Hajj is accepted due to the blessing of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But this is an example of his ajizi, his humbleness in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where other people become arrogant because of the abundance of blessings in their life, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became more grateful and showed more gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, praised Allah more when he was bestowed with his bounties, his blessings. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us humbleness for the sake of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Welcome back, dear viewers. Subhanallah. There is so much to discuss about this this online world that is truly both good and bad at the same time. And we need to know how to use it the right way, inshallah, azza wa jal. And if we really make use of it the right way, then yes, then we can attain and we can achieve so much, subhanallah. You know, even for, let's say, worldly purposes, there are courses that are available online, education, children's education, school education. There are so many platforms where courses are available free of charge, where you can just tune in and tell your children to go to certain websites that are trusted, and there's beautiful content available for your children to learn their maths and their English and so much more, physics and so on. Everything is available at your fingertips, but we need to know the right channels to go through and get the right stuff and content that we consume. It must be for the righteous purpose, inshallah azza wa jal. But let's come back to our discussion where overindulgence takes over. Sometimes you feel, okay, I'm doing this, there's nothing wrong with it, right? And then social media apps, they suck in all your time. And you are mindlessly just scrolling through different pages, right? And you are posting things as well online. Sometimes we may post things, Islamic things, which we are not in a position to verify that information. This is another danger of online world and the cyber world, where we don't know which information to trust. And nowadays we see on the social media apps, people just post anything and everything related with relation to Islam and so on. There are false rumors that's been circulating on so many different platforms. People receive something, they read it, they like it, they'll forward it without questioning the authenticity of that text or that video or whatever they have received. And in this way, you are becoming part of spreading falsehood. Inshallah, we need to be careful of this and have a more mindful approach. Be cautious as to what we are sharing online, what are the things that we are reading, the content that we are reading, whether it is coming from authentic Islamic sources or we could be a victim of misinformation, yes, which is spreading like wildfire. Even the news that we consume from time to time, even that needs to be verified and come from proper sources, because we can't just believe anything we see or hear, because this is a dangerous world. And everyone is seeking our attention. Every company, every website, every app is there hungry for your attention. Now it is easier than ever to waste your money. Do we know that? We need to be mindful spenders. get a hold of our spending habits, where we are not wasting our money. Those who waste, they are the brothers of shaitan. This is the message of the Holy Quran. And these online platforms, online shopping apps, they make it easier than ever for you to just blow your money. And we go on a shopping spree, we click this, okay, add to cart. Whether we need that item or we don't, the companies, the marketing agencies, they are hard at work to offer you the shopping gimmicks, you know, the marketing gimmicks that are out there. They are on the surface, they are giving you 50%, 80% off. They're not giving the items from their home, but the item is highly marked, and even if they are giving you 80% off, it's not really 80% off. You need to question these things as to, you know, what's real and what's fake. Sometimes we fall for all these adverts and glimmer and shine that we see around us, and we lose the essence of reality. This is another point of discussion where this online world, this cyber world is taking us away from our real life. You know, nowadays, virtual reality is a thing. Mixed reality is a thing. Augmented reality is a thing. Where the tech companies, they don't want you to live in the real world, experience real things, enjoy real relationships. They want you to indulge in the online relationship through all these social media platforms. Allahu Akbar. Unlawful relationships, looking at pictures that we shouldn't be looking at, you know, divulging in activity that we shouldn't be divulging in. And these are the dangers that is detrimental to our Islamic and spiritual life. We need to be mindful what we give our attention to, what we give our time to. Our loved ones, they are seeking our attention, they want our time, but we are too busy to provide them a quality time, to give them quality time, whereas the time is just being wasted, a royal waste of our time on our screens, mindlessly scrolling and binge watching things and so on and so forth. And nowadays, you know, among the youth, it is like a cool thing. The coolest thing nowadays is to have a phone and just be busy on your phone, you know, and they act cool with the different smart devices and so on and so forth. Whereas all these smart devices and the gadgets that we surround ourselves with, sometimes we have smart armbands, smart wristbands, smart headbands, smart devices that, you know, there are so many wearables nowadays. Before, the smart devices used to stay in our pockets. Now they have come and they have embraced our bodies. Smart watches, smart headsets, smart headbands, Allahu Akbar. And we are indulging more than ever reality headsets, virtual reality headsets, that if you put them on, you don't see nothing around you, but only what the online world wants to show you. These are the things that are coming up, and they are advancing in all these technologies that is taking us away from our families, from our real life. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, now it is time to connect to our root, to connect to nature and have real meaningful relationships and family time. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all tawfiq. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen. Dear viewers, Dawat Islami has embraced the online revolution, not to join in these traps, but to take us out of those traps. If you want to enjoy the online activities, then yes, do it in the halal way. Do it in a permissible way. Read Islamic books online, for example. Listen to Islamic audiobooks online. Consume Islamic content. If you want, subhanallah, you can tune in to our beautiful channel that is there on YouTube and other social media platforms. That is Naat Production, where you listen to the beautiful Naat of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, manqabat and the manaqib of awliya Allah subhanallah. Yes, these are the right uses of these devices and the smart devices and the connectivity that we have. Dawat Islami is hard at work to providing you with correct information. If you want to study your Islam, don't go and Google the stuff and with a blind eye accept whatever you see, but strive for authentic Islamic information which your Dawat Islami provides you. If you are unsure about certain Islamic rulings, then write your queries to Darul Ifta Ahle Sunnat and you receive the correct guidance, Islamic guidance, inshallah azza wa jal. As we conclude today's program and episode, let's inshallah azza wa jal conclude with the recitation of Salat al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I urge you to keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold.